Is this thing working? I guess it is. Well, I welcome you all here tonight for our second annual Native American flute concert. I don't know how you heard about us, but we have of our four players, I know three of them, you're a Native American.
No.
No. Well, we had three at least that were Native American, but one of our players was involved in a very serious auto accident Monday and is still in OHSU and she's gonna recover, but she can't play flute tonight. So anyway, we're gonna start off with Terry Filer, who's, I don't know how long you've been playing. 10, 11 years, yeah. And she's very good, as all of our players are. But we got to start somewhere, so we started with ladies first. So, Terry? Oh, before I screw up again, I asked Larry Oliver, our pastor, to give a little blessing for our event tonight, and he thankfully reminded me that I'd ask him to come and do that. So, Larry?
First, let me welcome you all to Emmanuel Lutheran Church. It's always good to see this many people in church. I'm happy to see that. As Don said, this is our second year that we've done this. I brought my wife last year, and we now have about a dozen or so flutes in our house. And once in a while, we even get to hear one play. So Don asked me to do a brief invocation, and what's that lady's name that was in the accident?
Ellen Sanders.
Ellen, okay. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of music. We thank you for these people who have spent long hours learning to play as beautifully as they do, and we pray tonight that they would play their flutes to your glory and for our entertainment. We thank you for them. We thank you that you got them here safely, and please return them and all of us home safely this evening as well. And we lift up Ellen tonight as she's in the hospital from an accident. We pray your blessings on her and on the medical staff who cares for her, protect her from infection, and heal her quickly that she might return to normal health. Bless us, Lord, as we are here together at this time in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks. You haven't figured that out. This is kind of a really kind of a loosey-goosey kind of a concert. So you'll be entertained from a couple of different levels, I'm sure, as the evening goes on.
Good evening. I'm glad to see so many wonderful faces. I am Osage Native American, and I just came back from my hometown of Pawhuska, Oklahoma. I got to see family I hadn't seen in many, many years, and was blessed with seeing buffalo, dragonfly, deer, snake, and let's see, what else? We heard a beaver knocking down a tree, but it's music comes from those kinds of things, lands, animals, the spirit of people, and it's just a wonderful gift, and I'm really happy that I'm able to help share with you my feeling of life and music. And I'd like to start out with a song for Ellen. She's quite a woman, let me tell you, quite a flute player, and she has a good heart. And so I'm gonna play like a healing song from my heart to her, and hopefully she hears it and helps her heal.
Thank you.
This is my dragonfly song. And to me, the dragonfly's been very special to me. And when I go back to Oklahoma, they're everywhere, and it's like my ancestors coming back to see me. So this is a dragonfly song. This flute is called a drone, meaning on one side of the flute, it just carries the main key of the flute, and on the other side plays the melody. And this flute I have a lot of fun with, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Thank you.
How many people have ever heard a drone before? So she's got two barrels, like she mentioned, to when she started off and you just hear the single note, she's just playing down one side, and then when it get and the sound got bigger, she's playing both barrels at the same time. At some point tonight, you're going to hear at least one triple being played, so. And it is not for beginners, believe me.
The next one we're going to have up is Tim, but I have to say a couple of things about Tim. He's another flute maker. He's one of my competitors, so to speak. But he plays such a variety of music on Native American flute. It's special. So, Tim?
Thank you. I'm going to stay seated, if no one minds, not out of a respect for you, but out of respect for my back, which is not so good. I think you'll be able to hear me just fine. As was mentioned earlier, our good friend was badly injured, and we all wanted to play something and say something tonight, even though she's not here, but we feel like supporting her. And I went back and forth all day long trying to figure out something to say, something to express who Ellen is. And the word that kept coming back to me is sacrifice. And so this is what I thought of. And I'll do my best with this. My voice is not so great these days. That's John 3:16. She's a great lady, and I'd like for us all to keep her in mind tonight as we're playing and listening, and she'll be back here next year, hopefully with us all. That's a very, very old song. That song was played on this land 10,000 years before we had guitars and pianos. It's called Ingpatia. It's the beginning.
Thank you. more, two more?
Oh, at least one more. Two more, maybe. Probably.
Some of these are songs that I've written, some are songs that other people have written. Let me do one of mine. Thank you.
I want to babble for a couple of minutes here. How many of you have actually heard Native American flutes being played before tonight? Oh, good. Then you know what the oldest musical instrument is, right? Guess? It's not the flute. It's the drum. Second is the flute slash whistle. We know they go back at least 6,500 years ago because we have physical evidence of that. The suspicion is that it goes back way more than that, at least 10,000 years. But wood flutes or bone flutes tend to degrade over time. They become dust. So the physical evidence of that isn't real clear. But the players of Native American flute range all over the board, from kids to 80, 90-year-old folks. So anybody can play them, even if you're not musically inclined. Obviously, if you're musically inclined, it seems to come out a little better. But it's a very personal instrument. So if you watch these folks when they play, very often they have their eyes closed. It's special. So, enough with that. I'd like to introduce Mary Beth Nickel. She's probably the most animated Native American flute player I know of. Yeah, she can't help herself. So, Mary Beth, how about it?
Short, so we're going to put this here. Speaking of animation, I'm going to move this over because I'm going to be grabbing things off the table while we're going here. Very glad to be here with all of you tonight and be joining with these other wonderful flute players to share some music with you. For me, and maybe for all of my fellow musicians up here, music is primarily a spiritual expression. In my life, there's no truer way to give voice to my prayers to the Creator and listen for the Creator's word and reply. I call those prayer songs, and so that's what I'm going to be sharing with you. And there's, in my life again, there's no better instrument for that kind of heart music than the native flute. In this instrument, four voices combine. There's the wood of the tree from which this flute was made. This is Spanish cedar. There are the hands of the artisan who created it. This was made by Quiet Bear Lind out of Hillsboro. There's the breath that the flute player puts into it, and binding them all together is the Creator's breath of life that makes all of them possible. So this is a very special instrument. Another thing about me is I'm a barefoot runner. So we have to put runner in quotes because I'm not very fast. But I run in all conditions, and I have discovered that it is easier to be barefoot on hard frozen ice than it is to be in 49 degrees and wet. That cold water just sucks the heat right out of your feet. And so I learned a biofeedback meditation, if you will, for keeping your feet warm when it's cold and wet. Imagine a flame rising in your heart and send the warmth down to your feet. Well, that works when it's 49. It is not equal to the task when it's 39. And so last winter I was hiking out at Cape Perpetua and it was 39 and wet. And the imagine the heat going down your legs thing was not cutting it. And so I thought, okay, different approach. Instead of imagining warmth so that I could cope with what the environment was chucking at me, I thought, okay, let's turn this around. Instead, I'm gonna influence the environment. Don't just keep your feet warm in that cold water. You make that water boil. Make the steam rise. Boil the water underfoot, now the steam rises. And so a prayer song was born, and as I was walking that trail in the frigid water, I realized this prayer song is about more than keeping your feet warm in cold water. This is about a way of life that we don't just survive what's wrong and broken and hurtful in the world. We can put our life and energy out into the world, and we can bring warmth and light where there was cold and ice. So this is the winter walking song. Oh, so the drum who the song belongs to. No go. So this drum's gonna stand in for whose song this usually is. Boil the water on the foot, now the steam rises. Boil the water on the foot, now the steam rises. Boil the water on the foot, now the steam will rise.
Boil the water on the foot, now the steam rises. Boil the water.
water on the boot, now the steam rises. Boil the water on the boot, now the steam rises. Boil the water on the boot, now the steam rises. A number of years ago, the pastor at Rock Creek Community Church at the time gave a sermon about Ezekiel 47. That's the story of when the prophet stood near to the throne of God and saw a trickle of water coming from beneath the throne. And as he watched, that trickle widened and deepened, and it became a stream. And then it became a sizable water course, and then a mighty river that could rival the Nile or the Mississippi, and trees of life were growing on every side. And so sometimes, I know in my life, maybe in yours too, it seems like we're facing stuff in our lives, and we look around and all we see is a trickle. It doesn't seem like it's enough to handle the situation, but that trickle can become a mighty river. And sometimes the opposite is true. We're gazing at that mighty river and we're called to jump in and we think, oh my gosh, this is going to sweep me away. This current is so massive. Where am I going? And so this song is about number two. It's an invitation to jump into that mighty river when you're called to do so and let the current take you. The second part of this song connected to the prayer song is an old praise and worship song. So I have a little something for anyone who can figure out what that song is when we get to it. Past your comfort, past your head, let your own agenda go. Let the current read instead. Holy Spirit, mighty river, flow from heaven, truth and light. Come surrender to the flow. In the currents there is life. Standing on a river shore, gazing at the channel deep and wide, cool inviting waters beckon calm. Only full surrender makes us one. Come on into the water, past your comfort, past your head. Let your own agenda go. Let the current lead instead. Holy Spirit, mighty river, flow from heaven, truth and light. Come surrender to the flow. In the currents there is life. song was born in two places, Cape Perpetua Trail and Angel's Rest, which is a trail that climbs up to the rim of the Columbia River Gorge. And this song is an invitation from the Creator to be in communion with the Creator and to see the divine hand in the world around us. Kind of a fun thing about this flute. Every flute has its own personality, and this flute's minor third is sharp. And so I play it a little differently, so it's to pitch. Filtered light through leaves your grace shows. Come and dance with me, they beckon, rise. Draw in close, draw in close, draw in close. The sun and rain exchange. change roles, hot and cold, take their turns, each one a gift shows, blessings in each present moment, tides ebb and flow, ebb and flow, ebb and flow. Let the music roll along, speaking words that release my wisdom. Love, joy, compassion, equanimity, precious jewels make a firm foundation. Precious jewels make a firm foundation.
Well, the next one we have up is Mark Beckwith. Mark is kind of a strange dude. Lives on a sailboat.
In a good way, though. In a good way.
He's okay. He's just a little strange dude. But he also plays for a lot of people who need healing. That's what his mainstay is now, correct? Including healing himself. So, further ado, let's have Mark play for us.
They said going insane is a hard time, but once you get there, it's pretty good. So, anyway, I'm from the insane side, and I play for hospice patients mostly. And this song is called Peaceful Thoughts, and it goes out to Ellen. This next one is one of the flutes that Tim was talking about. He made me a triple flute. It's kind of hard to get your head wrapped around it once you start playing, because you can actually be playing two songs at one time. But I'll go through the series of playing one side by itself, playing two sides by itself and then switching over to two melodies.
I have to say, when he signs off on his emails, it says, "From a strange and wonderful mind." Good example, right? I don't know anybody else can play one of those things.
Okay, this one I really don't know how I can play it. I've got really short, stubby fingers. And I like to use this one with patients that I play for, because you can feel the music more than you can hear it. And with the way my mind works, what you're hearing is what I'm actually seeing in my head. So I see waveforms and colors and mathematics. That's as close as I can ever get to an explanation of what is in my head. But this is how it comes out. Once in a while, if you want to, if you decide to, as I'm playing, close your mind. Close your eyes, not your mind. Just see what comes to your head. Everybody has a different story in their head, and music always tells a story. And it's individual to you. I don't know your story, and you don't know mine, but the music relates a story to you, and it's a vibrational thing. So just listen if you want to, close your eyes and see what comes to your head. find they fall asleep on me. That's what I tell the people that I play for, especially in the hospice. I said, if you fall asleep, I'm doing my job right. So this is a whistle that he was talking about before. This is an Irish whistle. And although it's not wood, it still has a pretty good sound to it. Thank you, folks.
Well, we've kind of come to our halftime thing. I would like to mention that there's a couple of the folks here have CDs out there available. I'm not trying to sell you stuff, but they're available if you want to take some of their music home with you tonight. We also have a flute that Tim made especially for a silent auction. She's bringing it up here now.
I was actually going to come back there, but I'll play it up here either way.
He'll play it anywhere. I would like to mention that, you know, we've collected food and we're collecting monies, and the silent auction receipts, all of that goes to Food Share. It's something that I feel fairly strong about, and it's something we can all do. So anyway, that's where that's going to go. So when he's done playing, we'll take about a 10-minute break or so. If you want to look at flutes, and if you want to buy one, that's fine too. But I have my flutes available up here to look at, to fondle, to play, whatever. So anyway, Tim?
So this is a mid-sized flute. This is in a G. We don't always make our flutes in Western scale, but this one is, and that's what most of you would probably rather play anyway. So it's a G. It's what we call a mode 1 in 4 pentatonic scale. Very easy scale. Lots of hymns are written in pentatonic, lots of blues music and stuff. It's very easy to learn how to play. This particular one that I made for you guys is Kaya wood, which is sometimes some people call it African mahogany, and it's got a little shell on the top. So.
And anybody who gets this flute will be able to play it just like Tim. No problem.
First time, right out of the box,
baby. First time.
Promises, promises.
Thank you. And always, I've been making flutes for decades. I don't make flutes for money. Although I do sometimes sell my flutes, I make my flutes to keep our culture alive and to keep myself connected to it. It's part of everyone here, but it's part of all of our journey to not only share our music, but also to share this instrument with people, because we all have found it to be just an amazing thing. It's much more to us than a musical instrument. And I think everybody on this stage has played something else, but this instrument just inspires more than other instruments do. And so we really seek to get other people involved. Whoever ends up winning the auction for this flute, I'm your resource for life. Anything you want to learn, if I can help you to learn how to play, I can steer you in lots of easier directions. And if you want to get a sit-down lesson, if I happen to be in this area, I'd be happy to sit down and play with you. So please, for a good cause, we'll hopefully raise some money and keep hunger at bay a little bit. So, okay. Aho.
And we'll take a little break now and see you back in a little bit.
And it's going to get noisy after that.
Yeah. I will point out that.
Thank you so much.
If you have really sensitive hearing, you may want to back up just a little bit. We got a drummer here who gets pretty excited.